The conditioned souls in this world are placed in bodies that are constantly changing. Like you see a beautiful and fragrant flower that is fully blossomed in the garden in the morning, evening turns into a dry foliage and thrown off from the tree. In the same manner, every living body, though may appear glittering at one point of time, very soon, due to the ever-changing temporary nature of the material world, gradually dries up in its beauty and simply turns into a pile of ashes to be completely forgotten by others. So that is the nature of the ever-changing material world. But even while living in this temporary vehicle or body, every living entity is cast into a ocean of sufferings. There are six whips that are arranged by Maya to punish the conditioned souls. The Kshut, Pipas, Jara, Mrityu, and Shoka and Moh. The thirst, the hunger, the lamentation, the illusion, old age, and death, by which the living entities are constantly battered by the waves of Mahamaya. That is why this material world is compared to a bhava pravaha. Pravaha means a very forceful waves arising in the ocean. Sometimes if you have observed the ocean, you will see that the vast quantity of water really makes us awestruck, because there is no limit to the water. It appears to be extending practically in all the directions. And the waves that are arising in the ocean are also constant. Silently, but constantly, the waves keep coming towards the seashore. We can see. And one after another, they come continuously, non-stop. In the same manner, if somebody observes the samsara sagar, so many living entities are born, just like a seed germinating into a tree, producing flowers, fruits, and then drying up. In the same way, every living entity is born, it grows, it gradually dwindles and dies. And during the term of the stay in the material body, the living entity is constantly battered by these six whips, and one is made to suffer. So this suffering is practically continuous. It's called a samsruti. The samsruti is, one cannot stop this material world practically. It goes on and on and on and on again and again. Nobody knows the solution. Why I am covered by the blanket of this material body, and why I am being kicked by Maya's kicking potency, Prakshepatmika Shakti, Avranatmika Shakti and Prakshepatmika Shakti. So wise people, they fear the material existence. Fools try to enjoy this illusion, glittering illusion of Maya Devi, and are only repeatedly cast into millions of bodies and whipped and kicked and battered by the waves of Maya. But wise people, after having observed it, observed the way what is going on in the material world, they fear this great oceanic material existence. But it is said, bhava bhaya pradhvamsanaik aushadam. Bhava bhaya is actually the fear of material existence. And the wise people wonder, how can one rise above this ocean of suffering? And how not to delight in this illusory happiness, which is no better than a dream? So that is why they have the bhava bhaya. Because the more you identify with it, the more you delight in it, the more you'll be stooped in it. You cannot get out of it. The more you stand apart from it, the more you realize it is temporary and foolish, then one stands a chance to rise above. So they have this bhaya. But it is said, bhava bhaya pradvamsanaik aushadam. The holy name is such a medicine that it clears up the fear that one has towards the material existence. Why? Because the holy name, anavrittika shabdat, chanting the holy name gradually opens up doors to the ultimate reality of the spiritual world, where one begins with the name and then gradually realizes Krishna's beautiful form of Krishna wearing the kasturi tilakam and his beautiful lotus petal like eyes, and prominent nose like a champak flower, and the lips like a bimba fruit, and Krishna wearing this beautiful Kaustubha jewel on his chest, and his body that looks like a bluish sapphire, and every limb of his body is like a tender lotus petal. So when one realizes his form, and then not only Krishna's name and form, but his qualities, his loving nature, and his activities, namely the pastimes, these things gradually unfold in the heart of a sincere devotee. And when these things unfold, gradually a devotee becomes oblivious to the material existence in totality. Kulashekara prays, Naham vande tava charanayor dvandvam advandvaheto kumbhi pakam gurum api hare narakam napanetum ramya rama mridutanulata nandane napirantum bhave bhave hridaya bhavane bhavayeyam bhavantam. He says, my dear Lord, if you want to cast me in hell, Kumbhipak hell, I don't mind going there. Nor am I doing your devotion service, aspiring to go to heaven and enjoy the heavenly delights. Nor am I worshipping you to go beyond the sukha dukha of this material world. Or I am not worshipping you to go beyond the six whips offered by Maya Devi. I am ready to endure all these sufferings. I only offer my prayer to you, so that birth after birth after birth, let me remember you with love in my heart. So a devotee is ready to be born a million times in this world because he doesn't care for the whips of Maya Devi, because they don't cause him any pain. He feels his world is a Vaikuntha. And how is it possible? By the recitation of the holy name and developing taste for the holy name. Holy name, simply by chanting the holy name, a byproduct of the holy name is moksha. A very faint byproduct glow that comes from the holy name is the moksha. But the prem, Krishna prem that it produces is the real goal of life which a devotee aspires for. Whether in hell or in heaven or in spiritual world, it hardly matters for the devotee. Once he awakens the devotion service, there is no difference between these places for a devotee, because he becomes oblivious to the bhava bhaya, or the fear of material existence. So a fool doesn't fear material existence and a devotee doesn't fear material existence. But the difference is, one is not fearful out of foolishness, one is not fearful out of wisdom and the bliss that comes from chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.